This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 501 and a quarter, down 1. July corn, 507 and a quarter, down 3 quarters. September corn, 507, up a quarter. May soybeans, 1482 and a quarter, down 13. July soybeans, 1465 and a half, down 12 and a half. August soybeans, 1388 and 3 quarters, down 6. May wheat, 662 and a quarter, down 6 and 3 quarters. July wheat, 670, down 7 and a quarter. September wheat, 679 and 3 quarters, down 7 and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Brees, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday. With rains in the forecast in the plains, wheat declined. Profit-taking took soybeans lower, and corn stayed on the negative side with the forecast of rain in the Midwest. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a penny lower at $4.68 to $4.96. Soybeans were 13 to 14 cents lower at $14.41 to $14.76. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent lower at $4.68 to $4.96. Soybean bids were 13 cents lower at $14.74 to $14.90. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were a penny lower at $4.83 to $5.14. Soybean bids were 11 to 13 cents lower at $14.58 to $14.92. Wheat bids were 5 to 8 cents lower at $6.33 to $6.74. And from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash, soybean bids were 11 to 18 cents lower at $14.89 to $15.22. The basis was mixed at 7 to 40 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.94.50 to $5.29.50 per ton, and that's $2.60 lower. With the basis steady at 15 to 50 over the May, Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 1 cent lower at $4.97 to $5.07, with the basis steady at 4 under to 6 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at $5.01 to $5.06. Basis steady at 1 lower at option to 5 over the May. Soybeans ended 12 to 13 cents lower at $14.75 to $14.85, with the basis steady to 1 higher at 7 under to 3 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 7 cents lower at $6.45 to $6.48, and the basis steady at 22 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 cent lower at $5.27 to $5.28. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 13 cents with quotations of $14.95 to $15.08. Soft wheat closed 5 to 6 cents lower at $6.90 to $6.93, and Milo ended the day 1 cent lower at $5.19 to $5.22. Onto contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn was $4.64 to $4.80. Soybeans ranged between $11.80 and $12.08. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from $4.65 to $4.92. Soybeans $11.91 to $12.16. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.57 to $4.95. And soybeans were $11.92 to $12.23. Soft wheat could be contracted for $6.28 to $6.57. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 144 up 25 cents. June live cattle, 135.15 down 47 cents. August live cattle, 133.10, down 17 cents. April feeder cattle, 178.25, down 62 cents. May feeder cattle, 179.47, down 75 cents. August feeder cattle, 181.92, up 7 cents. April lean hogs, 125.20, up 17 cents. May lean hogs, 120.70, down 42 cents. June lean hogs, 121.20, down 55 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 10th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 118 to 122 with a weighted average carcass price of 120.54. Now from the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 85 to 88, 4 to 5 weights 87 to 97, 5 to 6 weights 91 to 98, and 600 pounds and up 93 to 100. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $84 up to $91. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,410 head. And now the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction for Wednesday, April 9th. They had receipts of 745 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 145 to 150. Select and choice were 137.50 to 145. And select steers were 125. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 133 to 140. Select and choice, 120 to 132, and select steers were 110 to 120. Choice slaughter heifers, 145 to 153. Choice 3 and 4 heifers, 142 to 145. Select and choice were 135 to 145.50. Now on to real livestock auction. They had receipts of 247, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 146.50 to 152 with some high dressings bringing 154. Select and choice steers 138.50 to 144 and select steers 135 to 137.50. Choice Holstein steers 129.50 to 132 and choice heifers 144.50 to 150.50 with some high dressing heifers bringing 152.50. Select heifers were 129 to 136. And on to the slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 130 to 135. Breakers were 100 to 105. Boners 99 to 104. And lean 78 to 84. Now on to Schuyler Livestock Auction in Rushville. Their sale was from April the 9th. Had receipts of 590 head, starting with their choice slaughter steers. They were 148.75 to 154. Select steers were 143.25 to 145.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 130.25 to 139.50. Select and choice Holstein steers were 128.75. Select Holstein steers 120.25 to 129.75. Choice slaughter heifers brought 150.25 to 154.50. Select heifers were 135.75 to 143. Now on to their slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 105 for average dressing and 130 to 139.75 for high dressing. Breakers were 90 to 96 with the high dressing at 96 to 110. Boners were 85 to 89.75 with high dressing being 93.50. Leans were 69 to 73.50 with the high dressing 75 to 82. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 150, and on a dress basis for both steers and heifers, they traded at 240 to 241. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 323 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 124.47, and that was 248 lower. For the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, 225.46, that was 153 lower. And select carcasses at 215.23, that was $1.14 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000, which compared to 118,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 407,000, that compared to 409,000 last week and 399,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. April and May corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.97. April and May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.88. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.72. May beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.74. April beans delivered to Scottville, $14.61. May beans delivered to Scottville, $14.63. April wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.57. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.97, corn at Scottville is $4.88, beans at Greenfield, $14.72, beans at Scottville, $14.61, and wheat at Scottville, $6.57. Representatives Mike Pompeo of Kansas and G.K. Butterfield of North Carolina have introduced a bill that would prohibit state governments from enacting laws requiring labeling of foods containing genetically modified ingredients. The legislation is titled the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. The Coalition for Safe and Affordable Food has been pushing for this type of legislation, but Pompeo says the purpose of the legislation is to ensure the U.S. can produce food that feeds the world. He says crossbreeding of crops has been occurring for a long time, and he considers genetic modification a more sophisticated way of crossbreeding. The legislation would require companies to submit new GM products to FDA, which would examine the products and put on a label if there is evidence of adulteration, food safety, or mislabeling. It's not exactly breaking news that Illinois isn't in the best of financial states. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is currently trying to ward off more budget cuts that could jeopardize a few areas of operation. I spoke with IDA Director Bob Fleiter about the issue and how it could impact towns like those in our listening area.
The budget that has been proposed by Governor Quinn for the state of Illinois requests continuation of the existing revenues, which would be continuation of the tax rates that were approved a couple years ago on a temporary basis. He's asking to make those permanent, and also as part of that, reforming our property taxes so that all taxpayers would get a $500 tax rebate. But the idea behind continuing this revenue stream is to get our state in the right fiscal condition for the future, which is, I think everybody knows, we've had our problems as a state and challenges, and I think you'd like to get it right once and for all. So what's at stake with regard to agriculture? If the revenues do not continue as we have been receiving them in the state, our agency would see a pretty significant hole in its budget. As a state, there'd be about a $2 billion hole in the state's budget without the revenues. And for our budget, we'd end up seeing a 27% cut in the general revenue fund. That would affect our ability to do meat inspection, affect our ability to protect animals. And we have 1,949 licensees across the state. We also have an animal disease lab. It would affect our ability to protect the interests of farmers at grain warehouses and grain elevators. And it could also affect our ability to market our products abroad and locally, as we're mandated to do. Of course, we have billions of dollars in agriculture exports leaving our state. So these are things that we get involved in on a day-to-day basis. We're greatly concerned if the revenues do not continue. that we're going to be in a pretty deep hole. And I have to say, our budget has already been cut 56% since fiscal year 08. So I'm really proud of the work that our employees have done over the years here at the Department of Agriculture. But I think this, if we don't find a way to patch the hole that would be blown in our budget by if the revenues are not passed, this could be pretty devastating for agriculture in Illinois, our number one industry.
Now, for some people who are thinking, oh, this won't affect me personally, it's a problem in Springfield, it's a state problem, it's not going to affect my hometown, what are some ways you think that people would see this affecting their personal towns?
Well, that's a very good question. How does it affect us locally? And I would say that if, you know, we're not able to provide the inspection services that are where we have an agreement with the USDA, that could impact the operations of local meat facilities. I think when it comes to protecting farmers' grain, you know, we just wouldn't have the auditing staff that's necessary to do that job since it's funded through the General Revenue Fund. So, you know, there could be times where, you know, if there is an elevator, for example, that's under financial distress, that we may not have that information for the farmers, and that could result in a situation where the grain insurance fund could be depleted. That costs everybody more money. Well, and there's another area that I haven't really touched on, and that has to do with our animal health and welfare area, where we're responsible not only for working to help detect diseases and situations where animals are, where there are outbreaks of disease and so on, but also where we have responsibility for inspecting pet stores and those facilities that sell pets commercially. We have 6 inspectors statewide. We have a number of complaints every year. We have 1,949 licensees. More and more is expected of our agency, but, you know, if we don't have the manpower to go out and perform these inspections, you know, that could, you know, have an impact on the health and welfare of our animals. So, again, that's an area that's been cut by 2/3 overall in the past. And we actually have an animal disease lab that we operate in Galesburg. 2 years ago, we had to close our animal disease lab in Centralia, consolidated with Galesburg, so now we only have one. That was due to budget cuts. So, you know, I think those are services that our agency has previously been able to provide to the public, and that, you know, quite frankly, because of budget cuts, we're seeing our opportunity to provide those services that benefit the public, those things that have been there traditionally, where you know, they may make a call and we may not be able to provide that service like we once would. And we're just trying to avoid that situation. We're at a point where, you know, we hope that we can continue to operate same levels as we have in the past.
Again, that was Director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture, Bob Fleiter.